Kindness Meditation, Part 1. As you explore kindness meditation, follow the same basic four steps you have been using for all of the meditations in this book. Number one, take a comfortable seated position. Number two, choose your object of attention. Three, bring an open and curious attitude to what is being noticed. And four, redirect your attention when it wanders off or is pulled away. In kindness meditation, the object of attention is your experience of four phrases that I will say first and invite you to repeat to yourself, noticing any body sensations, thoughts, or emotions that arise. Let's begin. Sitting comfortably, allowing the body to feel supported and to become still. And bringing your attention to the sensations of the body, feeling sensations of warmth or coolness, contentment, tiredness, soreness, whatever is here to be noticed, resting into awareness of the body. And as you are ready, listening to the phrases and silently repeating them, noticing sensations arising in the body, and noticing as well any thoughts or emotions that arise. Just notice. No need to judge or analyze. The first phrase is, may I feel safe from physical and emotional harm. So repeating it silently. May I feel safe from physical and emotional harm. May I feel strong and healthy. May I feel strong and healthy. May I feel happy. May I feel happy. May I live with ease. May I live with ease. Resting in the awareness of the body, thoughts, and emotions that are here right now. It is important to understand that as you aspire to these states of being, safety, strength, happiness, and living with ease, you are not making a wish to feel these things when they are not true. May I feel happy is an aspiration. It is not a command to force yourself to feel happy and ignore your experience. This is not about cultivating delusion. Rather, it is a meditation that opens your heart and mind to these needs, reminds you of our shared humanity, and emphasizes the importance of feeling what is here. What did you notice? How did it feel to be offering yourself kindness? At first, it may feel strange to do so. You might be unaccustomed to acknowledging your humanity in this way. Or it might raise strong feelings of loss as you recognize, perhaps for the first time, that you too want to live this way. We all want to feel safe, strong, healthy, and happy. We all want to live our lives with ease, that is, with a deep sense of clarity about what is here and how we want to meet each moment as it arises. You might also notice any emotions or thoughts that seem to be common visitors to your kindness practice. Does the practice sometimes generate feelings of discomfort in the body? Are those feelings familiar? Do you notice feelings of guilt arising? Or thoughts like, "This is selfish"? Is that true? Why would you believe that all human beings want these fundamental things to lessen the suffering in their lives, but not acknowledge that for yourself? Is the relief of suffering right for everyone else, but not for you? Be gentle with yourself as you explore these questions. Stay with this practice for several days before moving on to the next part of the kindness meditation. Be open and curious about whatever arises. When you are ready, you can move on to part 2 of the kindness meditation practice.